T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. 3 vaccine centers are open at NYCHA complexes in the city today for those who qualify in the effort to ensure access to all city residents.
They began vaccinating residents at the Polo Grounds. That's the city housing complex at 157th Street and Frederick Douglass Boulevard. There's been no line to speak of, really. Residents are supposed to have an appointment before they arrive, but those who don't can simply come in person and set up an appointment almost immediately and then just roll up their sleeves. Police Inspector Anthony Gannon says there are 500 doses available for today and another 500 for Sunday. The second doses aren't on site yet, but he says they will be.
We don't have them in reserve. We don't have them on hand. We will receive them prior to the next vaccination day. So everybody leaving today is receiving a 28-day appointment to come back to this facility again and be vaccinated by our personnel.
The shots are being administered by doctors and nurses who work for the NYPD. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at the Polo Grounds in Upper Manhattan.
If you have tried to get a vaccine, even if you're eligible, it is hard. Correspondent Cammie McCormick tells us there's a shortage in every state.
Due to high call volumes, we are temporarily unavailable to take your call.
State hotlines are overwhelmed, with many Americans scrambling to get vaccines for themselves or their parents.
My mother's not the only 95-year-old person who's waiting. It's a huge failure.
And city and state leaders who had been encouraged to start vaccinating more people, from Oregon's governor.
This is deception on a national scale.
To Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber.
We desperately need more vaccine. It shouldn't feel like Survivor Island for people.
To San Francisco.
We're ready for more doses. We need more doses. We're asking for more doses.
And it isn't clear when supplies will be replenished.
Meanwhile, the shipment that was supposed to be released for second doses was redirected as first doses. And there is anger from state officials across the country that people may not be able to get their second doses on time as a result. An internal intelligence report from the Capitol Police warned that Congress could be targeted 3 days before that riot. That's according to a report in the Washington Post. The report doesn't appear to have been shared widely with other law enforcement agencies. Meanwhile, heightened security in the nation's capital because of threats of violence ahead of the inauguration. Correspondent Kenneth Moten is in Washington with more.
From the White House to the Capitol, what we're seeing is barricades everywhere, especially downtown here in D.C. The U.S. Secret Service is running the show here, but the agency also says every state is pursuing leads of potential threats as it works to fortify Washington, D.C.
New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have all sent hundreds of additional National Guard troops to help security. The second impeachment of President Donald Trump, the first second impeachment of a president in our nation's history, will need 67 votes in the Senate to seal the deal with a conviction. Correspondent Rachel Scott tells us the timing will be important.
The soonest that impeachment trial could start would be on the day of the inauguration. The nation still reeling from that deadly Capitol Hill riot is now preparing for both an inauguration and an impeachment trial. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi keeping her cards close to her chest on this one. She will not say when she plans to send over that article of impeachment to the Senate.
Many Senate Republicans blame President Trump for having lost their majority and are reportedly angry with him for putting their lives in danger as his supporters stormed the Capitol, falsely believing that he won the election, and conspiracy theories. A 21-year-old woman is charged in that rampage of destruction using a postal truck in Brooklyn last night. Police say Martha Thaxton, who is homeless, stole the mail truck and went on that dangerous joyride in Bed-Stuy, smacking it into more than a dozen cars, some parked, some occupied. Duncan O'Dell was driving his car when it was rear-ended. He spoke to CBS 2.
When I got hit, I looked in my rear view and there's a mail truck behind me. So I'm like, do I gotta chase them? And then I see the cops and I'm like, oh, they're chasing him.
Cops were behind her as she finally stopped on Fulton Street and tried to run out of the damaged USPS truck. The charges include grand larceny, auto driving without a license, and reckless endangerment.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.